Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my visit with Derek Gould. A reminder, we'll do this with Derek Gould Monday through Friday every day throughout the baseball season, certainly throughout spring training on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Monday through Friday with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds. Family owned and operated for over 60 years. Top quality jewelry at affordable prices. Stop paying too much at the chain stores and experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. Mike and Jimmy Lordo, they're there every day. They'll welcome the opportunity to work with you. So you'll enjoy the relaxed, no pressure atmosphere and selection. Right there is second to none. They're located in the heart of Ladue, 9222 Clayton Road. Call them 432-8008 and visit them, see their selection online, lordosdiamonds.com. They've just revamped their website, lordosdiamonds.com. Reminder, the Blues in action tomorrow, and you can join the party for all St. Louis Blues action this season at one of Hotshot's Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. If you go into Hotshot's, this is the deal. Hat trick of savings, great food and drink specials. They've got, during the intermissions, all kinds of fun giveaways. The jerseys, the signed pucks. They've got Bud Family beer specials, $4 Jack Daniel cocktails, the $5.99 Blue Sampler appetizer, $4 Blue Note Bombs, all new golden bread cocktail. It's for $5. Right now, the Blues are red hot. It is the place to be if you're not going to be at Enterprise Center. Head to a Hot Shots location near you, 11 area locations. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. You're home for all the games all the time since 1990. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. All right, we've got a lot to get into with Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch down here in Jupiter, Florida. We're going to talk about the fallout from the Carlos Martinez situation shut down for 2 weeks. What does it mean for Alex Reyes? They had a PFP tournament today. Pitch clock will be implemented in the games starting on Saturday. What does it mean for the pitchers? Well, it also means something for the hitters. We'll get into that with Derek Gould. All that and more, the news of the day down here in Jupiter with Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch coming up.
I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios here in Jupiter, Florida. Again, our chance to visit with Derek Gould. We'll do this Monday through Friday on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Derek from the Post-Dispatch. And the big news today from Roger Dean Stadium, Jupiter, Florida. It was the annual PFP tournament, pitchers fielding practice. And that's when it's a big day here at spring training. Derek, how did it all turn out with PFP?
Well, Dan, I'm here on the back fields, and I'm coming to you, you know, I'm giving you a live report here from PFP Tournament Central, where Adam Wainwright's team, Adam Wainwright's team edged Andrew Miller's team in what can only be described as a frenetic, kinetic twist on the usual championships that we see here. We've seen them do bunt tournaments. We've seen them do some modification of a PFP, pitchers fielding practice tournament, but I don't ever see anything like this. I mean, this was like a round robin prelims to see which two teams would emerge to then face each other in a championship round where the first seeded team got to choose the drill in which they took on the other team. There was a lot of, as you can imagine, there was a lot of joking around, certainly as the 18 captains, which were the eight players with the most service time, minus Carlos Martinez, who did not participate. Some of these guys, you know, they were running a lot, covering first a lot. So they got their work in, got the focus in, and they got their competition in, and the team that won got an off day.
Ooh, so that's something that I think is motivation for a lot of these guys, especially those that love to play golf.
Paid. Right, and their clubhouse dues paid for spring, which is no small thing for some of the younger players.
No doubt about that. You know, I think of PFP, and you know, we laugh about it, but if PFP was executed in a game in St. Louis in 2012 against the Giants in the NLCS with Pete Cosma at short and Lance Lynn on the mound, Cardinals might be wearing another championship ring.
Or think to the Cubs series, right? You think back to the 2006 World Series and the Detroit Tigers, who had such problems fielding their position around the mound and making plays that it became a storyline the next spring how they would change their PFP drills.
You know, you mentioned a clock today. Has it been talked about much with the pitchers? It will be implemented starting on Saturday, the 22nd pitch clock in spring training games. Rod Manfred has talked so much about speed of the game, but the pitch clock will be used, and that game will be seen on Fox Sports Midwest this Saturday. Has that been talked about much at all among the pitchers?
I've talked to a few of them about it. Most of the Cardinal pitchers are so fresh from the minors or aren't too far removed from college that they have experience with the pitch clock. You know, talked to Waka and a few other guys who have been in the majors a little longer. Waka told me he's not a fan of it, but he's, you know, he's okay figuring it out. Most of the starters that I talked to said it's not going to be an issue with them. And Jack Flaherty and a few other guys made the point that it's actually the hitter that's going to be on the clock, which I thought was interesting, right? Like a pitcher can step off the – well, we don't know yet the details of it, but let's say it's implemented the same way that it is in the minors, and that's a reasonable assumption at this point. But the pitcher can step off, right, and reset the clock. So the pitcher still has a lot of control when it comes to setting that kind of timeliness of the pitch. However, the hitter has less. Will be a certain time in that 20-second clock where the batter has to be in the box. And, you know, if he's not, then the ump can call a strike. And that obviously changes an at-bat significantly. So I'm eager to see how this is implemented. But I thought that was interesting that we're calling it a pitch clock. But in a way, it's kind of an at-bat clock, right? I mean, it's really for the hitter to get in the box so a pitch can come.
How about the fallout from Carlos Martinez yesterday? What have you heard now in day two of that?
Well, I thought it was interesting that he wasn't participating in PFP drills, but I get it. I mean, they're early on here. They're giving him the rest. They're giving him that reset day. He's going to have to be in some of these drills, according to Schilt, because they want him doing baseball things, just not throwing. I think, you know, there's obviously a real sense of this program and that they put him on for the off season, and whether his work in the weight room didn't line up with the physical therapy that they wanted, and now how they get him ready, but then keep him ready during the season. I think, you know, the Cardinals didn't rush to the phone right away to explore what it would take to get Dallas Keuchel. They're aware of the market. They're aware of the starters that could be available, and, you know, they're not closing the door to that discussion by any means. But they also know that, you know, they have this Alex Reyes pitching very well, pitching ahead of schedule. And if they think that he's going to be ready for the rotation and they were already looking for a spot to put him there, now they have that. And they can at least open the year with that part of their – or they can at least go into the next few weeks with that in mind as something to consider. And I find that interesting. Same with Dakota Hudson, right? I mean, Mike Maddox has been an advocate of Dakota Hudson and looking at him as a starter. You know, he has a place reserved for him in the bullpen, it seems, you know, with the way he pitches and what he can do and what he did last season as a reliever. But if they have this spot, they're going to, you know, kind of vet the internal candidates while not, let's say, sending agents to voicemail if they want to talk about starters. But I don't see them being very aggressive on that front until something gives way or they're disappointed with something when it comes to their other options.
Hey, Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. Among your colleagues in baseball, what was the talk around the writers with the Manny Machado deal and also around camp today with the players? There was $300 million for 10 years.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't really, you know, riffed with other baseball writers about it. I've read some of what's been written, and I talked to some players about it. I think the overall sense actually probably echoed between the two, whether it's writers writing or players talking. It's this sense that, well, all that hand-wringing, and here we are, you know, largest contract ever for a free agent. And Manny Machado scored it, and it sure puts Bryce Harper on deck to pass it. I think there was some interest in, like, what did he see in San Diego? How far away did he intend to run from the south side of Chicago? And why couldn't the Phillies close a deal 2 years in the making? What went on there? So I think there's some interesting sort of questions for those teams pursuing him for them to answer. But overall, as far as an industry, you got the $300 million deal. So that comes, 3 days after Manfred said that all the talk of what these players could get had a chilling effect on the market. He said it was an impediment to getting the market moving. Well, in the end, it happened. So can't be all that bad.
Finally, Derek, for fans that are curious, for Saturday and over the weekend, tell the fans who starts on Saturday and some of the bigger names that'll be pitching this weekend.
So we don't know the whole scope of who's pitching when Michaelis will be going in Saturday's game.
Right.
He'll be one of the starters going. And then you have Waka going. That sets them up for – well, we know that what it does is they're going to be splitting games, Dan, between starters. I guess that's the most interesting part. So you'll have four starters going over the weekend, and then you'll have – Wainwright possibly to follow later in the week. And then one name to keep in mind is when Reyes makes his appearance.
Right.
When the off days come, that's when they'll split. And you'll likely see Miles Michaelis emerge as the opening day starter. That's how this – I mean, there's not a whole lot of intrigue to how they set up this weekend, but I would say that that's probably – the one thing that you can put in, that you can kind of glean from their assignments is that the off day they're going to split, and then they're going to have control of their own games. And at that point in time, it would make sense, or it works out, that you could have Michaelis lined up for that game in Milwaukee. But these early assignments, one thing is they're going to get real bunched up real quick too, Dan, is there going to be a few days here, or at least that first week of March, where Mike Maddux wants 17 innings for his pitchers. And the, the main field exhibition game only offers 9 or 10 at most. And so they're going to have to find some B games or squad games to fill the other brackets that he has assigned that day. And you could see relievers going out there. You could see a starter asking for a backfield game so he can just work through things like, say, a Michaelis on his changeup or Wainwright in his sinker, something along those lines.
I can see it tomorrow. Front page news on the Post-Dispatch. The byline with Derek Gould, it's going to be there. PFP, Derek Gould, front page news.
I've already written the story for the website.
Yeah.
Is long and hopefully not tedious to read, but I tried to capture the scenes and sounds. For the paper tomorrow, I'm going to... I'll be honest, I'll use some of the PFP stuff as the backbone to tell a far different story, a more important story for where the Cardinals and possibly Alex Reyes are headed.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, Derek. Thanks as always. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, Dan. Thanks for having me.